Well, the Israeli blockade of Gaza has been in place actually for 3 years now. And I think we can say some of the key consequences of this have been mass unemployment and extreme poverty, which you really see amongst Palestinians in Gaza today. So Israel has almost entirely barred exports, and this meant that the economy in Gaza all but collapsed. So unemployment now is around 40%. According to the United Nations, 4 out of every 5 Gazans are now dependent on humanitarian aid. And in fact, in the last year, the number of Palestinians in Gaza who are living in absolute poverty, so are destitute, this has actually tripled. And I think all of this, it's important to realize what the context of this is. I mean, Gaza is a very small area of land. It's about 40 kilometers long, less than 10 kilometers wide, and there's more than 1.5 Palestinians living there. So it's one of the most densely populated areas on Earth. The population there is also very vulnerable. More than half the population of Gaza is under 18. Many of them are also refugees from earlier conflicts with Israel. And it's really the civilians who are suffering from this blockade. Healthcare in Gaza has been a major victim of the blockade. There's real shortages in equipment and medical supplies. And Palestinians who have critical medical conditions that just can't be treated in Gaza because of the poor state of the hospitals, they require permits if they want to leave to get treatment in foreign hospitals or even in Palestinian hospitals in the West Bank. Now, the Israeli authorities frequently delay or refuse altogether these permits, and Gazans have died while waiting to obtain permits to leave the territory. So there's a massive civilian impact to this blockade.